The narrator describes his 11 sons. The eldest is unassuming, but intelligent and sensible. But his father does not appreciate him much, though he loves him like all the others. The second is handsome and well-built. In addition, he is intelligent, travels a lot, and is fearless. The third son is also handsome, but his beauty is too feminine. The fourth son is the most sociable. He is easygoing, confident, but too carefree. The fifth son is a glorious and kind little fellow. He has been overlooked in the family, but he has excelled in life. The sixth son is melancholic and a talker at the same time. The seventh son is the closest to his father. Not everyone understands his peculiar humor, but there is a special core in him. The eighth son is the greatest woe. He goes his own way. He has abandoned his father. The ninth is gifted with exquisite looks, a favorite of women. At the same time, he is infinitely lazy. People consider the tenth son insincere, but on closer acquaintance they note his intelligence and prudence. The 11th son is of frail constitution, but it is a deceptive weakness. At times he is firm and resolute.